Good evening. Well, welcome to the Federalist Society's banquet for our 2019 Student Symposium. My name is Eugene Meyer. I'm the president of the society, and delighted to see you all here. We have a busy program, so I'm going to get right to it. The first thing we do is present our Joseph Story Award, which is a successor to what was our Paul Bator Award, which goes to the young academics under 40. And I'm going to call up Walter Payton from the Pelton, sorry, from football. Walter Payton from our University of Chicago chapter, which is also, but that is the University of Chicago. I'm not getting the city wrong. I'm not confused on that. Anyway, probably some people in this room don't know who Walter Payton was, so. But anyway, Walter, could you come up here? The committee is made up of several distinguished academics, but we always have a person from the University of Chicago students to on that committee, and he's usually the one who presents the award, and I'm going to call up Walter now to present the award.
Named after the youngest justice in the Supreme Court's history, Joseph Story, the Joseph Story Award is awarded annually to a young academic under the age of 40 who demonstrates excellence in legal scholarship, who has a dedication to his students, a commitment to teaching, and has a significant public impact in a manner that advances the rule of law and free society. This year's winner excels in all three of these categories. He's adored by his students, he's the leading scholar in his field, and he's influenced public debate about the role of the U.S. courts and the scope of their power. I'm pleased to announce Professor Bray from the University of Notre Dame is the winner of the 2019 award. As I mentioned, Professor Bray teaches at the University of Notre Dame. He's regarded by his students as one of the brightest and also kindest professors at the law school. One student said that his class is an intellectual Olympics in which he ties the common law from English history to strategic decisions made by lawyers today. Overall, he's known as a witty, warm, and committed to bringing out the best in his students. Outside of the classroom, Professor Bray's legal scholarship is top-notch. He's reinvigorated the field of remedies. His article Multiple Chancellors has been at the center of debate about national injunctions. But Professor Bray, it's a great article, a great lunch talk too. But he's not a narrow specialist. He also has written a casebook about con law. He's written several other articles about different areas, such as the meaning of the significance of the word and in the necessary and proper clause and the cruel and unusual punishment clauses. And on top of that, Professor Bray is not limited to the confines of legal scholarship. He's authored a book that is a new translation of Genesis chapters 1 through 11 along with a 300-page commentary. By my count, over just the last few years, he's churned out 3 books and 12 articles. So in a letter about the Massachusetts Constitutional Convention which Joseph Story was at, he remarked, "I firmly believe that those who ultimately prevailed in this convention were always a minority in number, but with a vast preponderance of talent and virtue and principle. In the world of law school and legal academia, where many of us here find ourselves in the minority, we're lucky to have someone like Professor Bray, whose virtue and principled and, excuse me, whose, talented, virtuous, and utterly principled, to not only advance ideas that many of us in this room care about, but to enlighten us about what it means to be a legal conservative. Please join me in congratulating Professor Bray, the winner of the 2019 Joseph Story Award."
I I'm honored and grateful to receive the Joseph Story Award. One reason is the august company of previous recipients. I won't regale you with all their names, except to say, for all the Harvard Law students here, one former recipient is now your dean. Another reason I'm honored is the jurist the award is named for. Joseph Story was the second most important Supreme Court justice on the Marshall Court. I hope we all know who the most important Supreme Court justice was on the Marshall Court. Story was famous not only for his opinions, but also for his treatises, what we would now call legal scholarship. He wrote the most important treatise of the century in four different fields: constitutional law, equity, bailments, and conflicts of law. No one else is even close. Three of those subjects are ones I've taught, so I've felt haunted by the ghost of Joseph Story for quite some time. And there have been times, especially when working on equity, that I've been sure that Joseph Story was wrong. And I've eventually come around to the view that one of us was wrong, and it wasn't Joseph Story. Finally, I'm honored to receive this award because it is from the Federalist Society. When I was a law student at the University of Chicago, the Federalist Society was a critical part of the intellectual life of the school and of my legal education. What made the Federalist Society so distinctive was its commitment to debate, to the critical discussion of legal and constitutional ideas that are foundational for our republic. I wish I could say that this commitment to robust debate, though distinctive when I was a law student a few years ago, has now been so widely embraced that the Federalist Society is no longer needed. I cannot say that. Indeed, you who are in this room know the state of play better than anyone. You know, with the exquisite sensibility of a courtier in the Versailles of Louis XIV, the things that are not said, the delicate dances, the debates that cannot be had, and you are constantly negotiating the demands of courtesy and the demands of free and open debate. If this commitment to robust debate and free speech is ultimately going to survive, it has to escape two threats. One is going softly and quietly into the night. I think you will not do that. But the other threat is that we talk about robust debate and free speech, but we offer speakers who are not worthy of it, speakers who have nothing to say, who peddle their own personalities, or speakers who are political weather vanes, aligning their legal positions with or against the politics of the moment. Avoid celebrity. Avoid provocateurs. Avoid law as politics. Go for substance. Invite even those who talk softly if they carry a big idea. I know you do, and I know you will. But given the fragility of free speech at this moment in American life, given the threats from the left and the right, given the roiling sea of outrage and agitation in which we are drowning, I feel compelled to say these things. The light of robust debate and free speech can be put out by its enemies. It can also be put out by its friends. The members of the Federalist Society should be known above all else for this commitment to robust debate and free speech. You can be known not only for takedowns of the foes of free speech, but more especially for your sweet reasonableness, for your own commitment to the conversation, even when others choose to leave it. If that is so, the law schools of the United States will be greatly in your debt. And a decade and a half from now, one of you will be standing at this lectern, expressing your gratitude for receiving the Joseph Story Award, remembering with fondness the work of your chapter to promote debate and discussion, and expressing your hope that future generations will do the same. One final word. I would like to thank the professors who have been my mentors along the way: Lisa Bernstein, Elizabeth Emmons, Richard Epstein, Philip Hamburger, Bernard Harcourt, Andrew Kull, Jeff Stone, Cass Sunstein, Stephen Yazell, and especially that wonderful judge and scholar, Michael W. McConnell. I am more grateful to them than they will ever know. Thank you.